On the Breakfast Club, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, good morning, first of all.
And a good morning to you, Marshall.
Now, we over the weekend, talking with people, especially on yesterday, we all agreed we cannot remember a Memorial Day weekend where during the day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday were perfect. We were thinking back to when 4 days over the Memorial Day weekend were all stellar days. Couldn't remember.
Yeah, well, I can't remember either. Now, I don't. I mean, it's great where you are that they were perfect, but they weren't perfect by us. Sunday, at around 6 o'clock, thunderstorms crashed the entire barbecue.
Yep, not for us.
You were lucky, because they took a swipe. They went across the Hudson Valley, and they went into Connecticut, parts of Long Island, and New Jersey.
Good Lord figured we pay enough taxes, so they spared us of the thunderstorms.
Maybe that's it. But yeah, so we did have an interruption, and it was right at dinner time. So everybody had to grab plates and foods and drinks and everything and start running into the house. So again, it wasn't stellar for everybody.
Well, so, it was stellar for us, and that's all we care.
That's all you care about.
The hell with everybody else.
Heck with, hooray for me and the heck with you.
That's exactly right.
Yes, I gotcha. Okay. Right. Well, today everybody will have showers. They're over the area or coming into the area as we speak. They won't last all day. They'll last a couple hours. And then there's even a thunderstorm that could fire up this afternoon in the lower 60s. That's it. The showers will end tonight, low 50s. For tomorrow, sun and clouds and pleasant mid-70s. Nice Wednesday. Thursday, we're back to showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Friday, showers and storms will end. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80. I think Saturday will be okay for the most part. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day, and we may have some showers to contend with on Sunday.
So basically, we're going to have an off and on showery week.
Right.
With some thunderstorms. Things improve Friday, but then Saturday and Sunday look okay.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No. There could be showers late Saturday, and there could be showers and thunderstorms again on Sunday.
Well, yeah, but maybe like last week, maybe we'll miss those showers and thunderstorms again.
Maybe. Now, hard to say. You know, it's real hard to say on a Tuesday, but yeah, maybe. So,
all right. Well, all I'm saying is we appreciated the 4 days we got back-to-back-to-back where everything went. All the outdoor activities went fine. We did have a little rain in the evening occasionally both times, but little. Nothing like happened with you guys with the big thunderstorms. I saw those thunderstorms developing, but I could see that they weren't going to get to us. There was a batch of thunderstorms that went to the north of us, and there was a bunch that went to the south of us.
Lucky you are.
And we were right in the middle with beautiful weather. I spent a couple of hours out on my deck each day with the dogs and barbecued some hot dogs on my deck. Went to see my son Sam, who I haven't seen in a year and a half. It was nice to see him down in Wilton, Connecticut. And I got directions, and I followed my in-car navigation to get to the direction I'm sitting there, and the house that I'm sitting at is empty. There's nobody around, right? It was the wrong house. It's a good thing the cops weren't called, because I was sitting there for about 15 minutes in Wilton, Connecticut. Can you imagine sitting in a compound in Wilton, Connecticut for 15 minutes, a foreign car? But I was only one house away and at about a half a block away. So it was nice to see Sam, got some, and see my grandson Will, and see his mother Summers. I had a good week, and then came back and just kind of relaxed around here. Filmed a beautiful. We had lots of beautiful parades yesterday. The weather was so nice. Beautiful parades.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you know, I don't expect that in all of that relaxing time you watched any good movies, did you?
I was out and about because it was so nice. I was not out and about, and when I was home, I was on the deck because I don't get in my schedule, I don't get outside enough, and so I took the, and I even got a little sun. That's which is real nice. So I took full advantage of the 4 days. It's very rare that I take full advantage of being outdoors for 4 days.
I would have taken my laptop and I would have taken that lovely DVD I would have put my feet up and I would have played it on the laptop.
Here's the problem, okay? I don't understand people that watch movies on laptops and computer screens and their handheld devices. When I sit home and I've got a 65-inch screen and and surround sound, once you cannot go to a smaller screen and watch movies. You just can't. It's not the same thing.
Well, I disagree with you because I don't have electric up at the cabin, folks, and I don't have a 65-inch TV.
See, you don't have a 65-inch TV. That's the whole thing. If you've got a 65-inch TV and then you got a laptop, what are you gonna do, Pat?
You're gonna watch it on the 65-inch TV, but me, I turn it up on my laptop so that I'm especially at night when I'm ready to go to sleep, so that I'm not thinking about anything that may be crawling around the cabin.
There you go. All right.
So that's what I use it for. But
you got a good shot today because I'm not going to New York today.
And it's a lousy day.
It's a lousy day, so there's a good shot today. I'll plop myself in my chair, and instead of molting, I'll watch the movie. You got a real good shot at it.
Really like to see your opinion on this one. I want you to be honest, too. But
I'm honest all the time with you.
There is a smell coming from underneath the cabin.
Uh-oh.
And I had smelled it last week.
Hundreds of dead mice.
I could not place the smell. And I'm thinking to myself, I know the smell. I can't place it. And I said, it's close to mulch, but it's not mulch. And I'm thinking and thinking, as I'm unloading the car Saturday, I put my finger on it. Skunk.
Oh, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm sitting at my home computer today, early this morning, and I'm typing. And all of a sudden, this smell inside the house. And I'm saying to myself, it smells, is that electrical? Is that this? And I couldn't figure it out. And my dog watcher came through the door at the same time this happened. I said, are you wearing some kind of balm or something like that? She goes, no. She didn't tell me that there was a skunk outside. The skunk outside the house must have squirted something. And because I had the air conditioner on, it sucked it right in.
Yeah.
It's funny that you say that because I couldn't figure out the smell inside the house for a while. And then I finally figured it out once I went outside and there was a skunk.
Well, I am no way, shape, or form going to try to chase it away.
No.
Because I also heard that skunk go after
insects.
Meese.
Yeah, yeah. Rodents.
Right. So it's probably a mother, you know, with her babies underneath there. And I'm sure, it started in the spring and they're still underneath there because, that's what I'm smelling from time to time. So I'm just leaving that be. But aside from that, Saturday up at the lake house, Sunday came back, went to the barbecue, had the rain. And then yesterday, Marshall, it was a Marshall Miles day. One computer problem after another.
That's horrible when that happens.
I couldn't figure out why the DVD wouldn't play on the laptop Saturday night. So, of course, I brought the laptop home, and I figured it out. It needed updated drivers, so I had to do that, and I got that done. Then I had a problem, and I was going to call you. I had a problem with Fire Stick, but that I solved pretty quickly. I had a problem with getting internet radio from my phone into my car. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And the new car. And it's been working fine. All of a sudden, I can't get anything. I tried iHeartRadio. I tried Pandora. It is simulating what's on my phone on the screen of the car, but no audio. And I checked everything. I checked my phone to make sure Bluetooth. I checked the car. And then my handyman was outside, and he says, Pat, you have to go into Google something, and we downloaded this app from Google, and he says, now you do it USB. phone, USB, to the car, and that's how we got it to work.
Huh.
Now, why the Bluetooth, I can't get sound out of it? If you have an answer, let me know.
Take it to the dealer. Call the dealer.
Really?
That's a warranty problem if it's a dealer. Take it to the dealer. Absolutely. If it was working, it should work again. You paid $30,000 or more for that car to lease it and take it to. That's a warranty item.
Okay.
So I would give them a call if I were you. That's a warranty item, definitely.
Okay, I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No, on a new car that was working, no. I'd take it right back to the dealer.
Okay,
okay. And say, please fix this and give me a loaner while you're fixing it.
Okay.
Yeah, and not a loaner that I pay for, a loaner that you
loan
me.
That
you're going
to provide. Exactly.
That you loan me. Yeah, that's right.
Well, listen, have an enjoyable day relaxing.
I'm going to watch the movie, and I'm going to watch the movie today, and you will get my review tomorrow.
Can't wait for this one.
I bet. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.